Paul, is a game like tonight, I mean, you just chalk it up to their goaltender stood on his head?
Well, I mean, he made good saves. There's no doubt about that. There's pieces to it. You know, first 5 minutes are slow for us. We have a two-on-one. We don't get to the net. Theirs gets to the back of ours. And then I thought from 5 minutes straight through to the end of second, we were right and good. And that was where our opportunity seemed to be to win the game. I think the second goal knocked us down quite a bit. We didn't carry momentum then. And the third clearly was the finisher.
Yeah, and on that third goal, I mean, when a too many men penalty happens, I assume there's some miscommunication that leads.
No, sometimes it's just coming on and off the ice, right? We're within the 5 foot box. That part's nice, but you can't make contact there. And I don't think Blake was expecting the guy to come in the direction that he was coming in because he changed direction on him and ran into him. But if you make contact within that 5 foot box, I mean, you're going to get a call like that.
Obviously, the penalty kill has been sort of a storyline this season, but does that sort of summarize maybe
the
broken stick? And
I don't know how to be broken. He got it taken out of his hands pretty good. We get into switching sticks on that, and then we're out of our routes in the back of the net. But our penalty kill on the first one was outstanding. It was as good as it gets, so I didn't feel it was weak for us tonight. We just lost a stick and got out of our positioning because of it.
I can't remember if it was Ehlers or Lowry who talked about a need for faster starts, but the two quick goals, the one they get in the first and in the third in the first minute, is there a preparedness issue behind that?
I don't think that's the case. I don't feel that. I don't think we were as physical as we should have been at the start of that game. I think sometimes you come into the game playing the hockey that you've been playing. I don't think the last three games were particularly physical games, so it was a puck game for us. We missed the puck in the offensive zone. They came down on, put it in our net. Then we got to bumping right, and we're a pretty good hockey team for about 35 of those minutes.
So you talked about the sag after that first goal in the third period. Is that just frustration boiling over after what you were able to produce in the second period? But
what you're worried about is when you go through a period like that, you're not scoring. You'll just start trying to do it a different way. We were probably overhandling that puck in the neutral zone in the start of the third instead of being pretty simple, clean, and direct. And you're not going to get every forecheck, and you're not going to get the puck given to you. So you've got to be smart about it. Show some patience with your game. I thought after that there was a lot of plays we're trying to make to generate something where the game wasn't going to be generated in the neutral zone for us tonight. It was going to be offensive zone like you saw in the second period.
Paul, your group's done such a good job banging points and haven't lost consecutive games in 2 months. I mean, how do you prevent the snowball from picking up steam, I guess?
Yeah, that's the great challenge, right? I think simplicity is always the answer to your problems when you get into a game. Clearly, we didn't move the puck very well against Carolina. We had a bunch of opportunities to score here and didn't. So you're watching for two things, trying to find a different way to do it, which usually means overpassing pucks, trying to break a game open early, so you're worried about that. And then almost all your problems can be fixed by just playing a real simple, direct, hard game, and that'll get you back to fast.
What did you see from Appleton in his first game back?
It's fine. You know what? Those two lines got out because we went to a fairly short bench fairly early. They got out against good players, and those two lines were fine.